This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now reaches into the glove, comes to the plate, and Odor hits a high drive to deep right field. Going back at the wall is Souza, and that ball is history. Rougned Odor has tied the game with a two-run homer to right.
That was the call yesterday on your home for Rangers baseball. A sweep from the Rangers to make the trade deadline discussion even more interesting. Good morning, DFW. Thanks for waking up with us. AutoFlex Leasing fan text for what you want them to do is 877-881-1053. Let's welcome in our Rangers insider, Jared Sandler.
Nam.
How did the weekend change your opinion, or you think their opinion, or did it? Has their mind already been made up?
No, I mean, I think it definitely is. Kind of kept things fluid. After the Rangers lost their fifth straight, I said, okay, I think it's probably, you look at the signs here, it's probably time that the front office strongly considers pulling the trigger on, some of the deals that may or may not be out there. Or at least, kind of take the mindset of, all right, let's no longer really worry about the buying part. Let's see, what's going on with the selling part. But And I don't know, maybe they were close to making a deal, let's just say Friday, maybe they weren't. I'm not sure. That's the stuff to me that's fascinating, but what we do know is that no deal was made. And so Friday, the team went out, got a win. Saturday, same thing. Yesterday, same thing. And all of a sudden, they're back to being 2.5 games out of the wild card. So, they got a kind of a below-average Miami Marlins team coming to town. Team's got 9 straight games at home. So I still think that they've got to explore both sides and be prepared for buying and selling. But I think for now, you put the stop sign up for the whole, all right, let's dismantle and trade some of the key pieces away, because this team is playing well. And I think at a minimum, you want to see if they can ride this streak out.
Do you think it's as fluid as that, almost a day-to-day thing? Or does this team, do they react that way to the final week or two of before the deadline, or they look at the entire thing and say, we're just an average team?
Yeah, that's a great question, RJ. I think that obviously there is the human element, and so I think, you do get swayed by a winning streak or a losing streak. The Rangers are in a unique position because it was such a roller coaster road trip where, it could evoke I don't know if emotions are the right word, but the different thoughts and sentiments about what to do. I think they're prepared for both. And, at this point, I think that they have a good idea of what they could get for certain guys. And I think they have a good idea of what they need to give up for certain guys. So I think they're prepared for both. I don't think it's a game by game thing. Like if the Rangers lose tonight, I don't think, oh, all right, now we're selling. If they win, I don't think it's up. Now we're fine. But I do think they're going to take a look at the series and see where the team is after the series and maybe the next one against Baltimore too. They still have got some time. They still have a week. But, that's really not a ton of time. The next two series will take up that week. So they've got to make some decisions here. And, one of the interesting things, that the trade market kind of slowed down last week. Some of those big names are getting dealt, Jose Quintana and J.D. Martinez. And then, really, as far as the Rangers are concerned, some relievers are getting dealt. The two guys from Oakland, Sean Doolittle and Ryan Madsen, and then the White Sox trading off David Robertson and Tommy Kahnle. Those are the deals that were relevant to the Rangers that, we thought might speed up their need to make a decision. But, people haven't really been pulling the trigger on deals since. And because there's still a ton of relievers who are on the board and available, I don't know that the Rangers necessarily are holding the basketball with 3 seconds on the shot clock anymore. I think they've hit the rim, they got the rebound, and it's reset. Because there still is a pretty wide pool of relievers available.
Jared Sandler, Rangers insider, joining us after the Rangers sweep the Rays. They are 2.5 games back in the wild card here on 105.3 The Fan. Are the injuries to Clayton Kershaw and Strasburg yesterday good things for John Daniels?
Yeah, I think so. It appears that Clayton Kershaw is going to go on the DL. Strasburg with arm stiffness, I mean, that's never something just to scoff at. So, you know, we've always talked about this. Predicting the market is a fool's errand because you never quite know what desperation will do to a GM or a front office. And, you know, if the Rangers are in a position to sell, if they do elect to go that route, you never want to root for injuries, but the reality is with a team like the Dodgers having the season that they're having, their best pitcher in baseball goes down. Even if it's just a 2-week injury, maybe it's a 4-week injury, even if it's not something that's going to keep them out of the month of September in the playoffs, it puts a scare into a front office. And, you know, like I said, these guys aren't robots. They react to things like that. So I think that, you know, at the end of the day, it definitely helps John Daniels with the leverage he might have over the Nationals, the Dodgers. I wonder what the Nationals, the difference between the Nationals and the Dodgers so that even without Steven Strasburg, the Nationals have an ace. Max Scherzer is still an ace.
Yeah.
So I think it helps the Rangers. I think it gives them more leverage with the Dodgers than it would with the Nationals. Now, you might look at the Dodgers roster and say, well, Alex Wood's having a tremendous year. Is he not an ace? Well, yeah, you're right. He's having a tremendous year. But do we really look at Alex Wood yet, an unproven guy, and say, yeah, he's an ace? You know, I don't. And I don't think the Dodgers do either. So I do think that it helps the leverage. But, you know, what's funny is that Clayton Kershaw gets injured on the day the Rangers win their third straight and move 2.5 back. So, again, these are the things that fascinate me, guys, not the deals that get made, the conversations that get had and the deals that don't get made. Because I wonder if Andrew Friedman called up John Daniels yesterday and Farhan Zaidi called up John Daniels and said, all right, yeah, we're willing to do this and this. But, you know, maybe JD's in there saying, well, hold on, guys. You know, we might have done that deal 3 days ago, but we just won 3 straight. We're not ready to do this deal right now.
Sandler, the Cubs, there's a report out there that they may be interested in Jonathan Lucroy. I don't know, probably selling low a little bit on him, but, you know, where do you think they sit with the Lucroy options?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, speaking of injuries, Robinson Chirinos reportedly left yesterday in a walking boot. And, you know, with the 10-day DL, I think a DL trip is likely. Brett Nicklaus was not in the lineup for AAA round. Rocky was scratched. So, you know, I think we're likely to see Robinson Chirinos go on the DL with an ankle injury. If the Rangers are selling, then it doesn't matter. You know, if things happen and they take that position, then it doesn't really matter. But if the Rangers are buying, now all of a sudden you can't trade Jonathan Lucroy. Because, you know, the whole idea of trading Jonathan Lucroy, whether you're buying or selling, works out if Robinson Chirinos is healthy. But Brett Nicklaus, he's a capable bat. I think Brett Nicklaus could be okay offensively. He's not a starting catcher defensively. He's not there yet. So if Robinson Chirinos is hurt, and let's say this is going to be a 2 to 3 week injury, then I think that really changes the Rangers' mindset on trading Jonathan Lucroy. Now, you know, and that's okay because I don't know that you would have gotten a ton. You know, I don't think that you're giving up on the ability to get a top 100 prospect. You know, I think you're getting a fringe prospect if you trade Jonathan Lucroy. But, if the Rangers are selling again, it doesn't matter. I think they could still trade Jonathan Lucroy. So if things don't go well over the next few days, then I don't think it changes their ability to trade Jonathan Lucroy. But if they're in it, I don't think you can now trade Jonathan Lucroy with Robinson Chirinos going down.
Any idea? I'm dying to know how Darvish feels about all this talk. Has he come out and said? I haven't seen the quotes. I know he has a translator, but you're in there every day. Does this talk bother him? Would he be okay playing somewhere else? Have we heard from you, Darvish, on any of these rumors?
Yeah, that's a great question. My guess is it does to some degree. I think he hears it. I think maybe it's got a place in between his ears. But, you know, he went out last start and pitched great. I don't know that it bothers him to the point where it's going to affect his ability to, to get outs. But, you know, I'm sure he's thinking about it. He's never been through this. You know, Yu Darvish has never been traded. And, we always share how the first time that a player goes through this, especially when he's the subject of rumors and subject of rumors that have been going on for a while, you know, they do hear it. And they are aware. I don't know. I guess I don't know to what extent it bothers him, but I think he's aware, and I think that for Yu Darvish on August 1st, it'll be a sigh of relief, whether he's with the Rangers or not. You know, I think for any player who's constantly subject to rumors, you're ready for that period to be over and to have some more finality as to where you're going to end up. And, you know, what's really interesting about this, I'll just take his teammate, Jonathan Mucoy. It was inevitable he was going to get traded last year. He was a guy who's talked about on a daily basis, but you knew he was getting traded. Yu Darvish is getting talked about on a daily basis, and you just don't know because you don't know whether the Rangers are going to buy or sell. And so I think that kind of adds an extra wrinkle of uncertainty to the whole thing, the whole conversation. And so, yeah, I bet it does bother him. Now, do the rumors alone do those rumors impact whether or not he would be willing to re-sign with the Rangers? I don't think so. And frankly, if he gets traded, I don't necessarily think it totally takes the Rangers out of consideration. I would say that, you know, the Aroldis Chapman scenario where you get traded by the Yankees and signed back with the Yankees, that's rare. That doesn't happen often. So I wouldn't look to that and say, well, it's likely because he did it. But I also don't think that Yu Darvish would no longer consider the Rangers if he got traded.
Thank you, brother. Have a fantastic day. We'll hear you tonight if this rain holds off.
Yeah, absolutely, fellas.
Jared Sandler, Ranger Insider, here on 105.3 The Fan, updating Roy's poll question that he threw out in the top 7-7 at RW3. We're about 100 votes in already. 65% of the Mavs fans not trading Dennis Smith Jr. and Wes Matthews for Kyrie Irving. After Kyrie, let it be known, he doesn't want to play with LeBron. He wants out. Y'all are cray-cray.
On drugs.
I know Troy voted in that 65%, but you are getting a Hall of Famer for an exciting question mark. To me, it's as simple as that. This, a 25-year-old future Hall of Famer.
This is 100%. I've noticed that Mav fan that I've noticed over the last 18 years. They fall in love with a player, and they don't want to get rid of him no matter what.
Roddy?
This is Roddy. This is Marquise Daniels for a hot minute. This is Josh Howard. Don't want to get rid of him. Can't get rid of him. There is nothing that you can tell me about Dennis Smith's future that would tell me that you would not trade him for Kyrie Irving. There's nothing. You know, this is falling in love with a player, and you should never fall in love with a player. You fall in love with a team. 100% fact, Kyrie Irving is better than Dennis Smith. 100% fact, Kyrie Irving is always going to be better than Dennis Smith until he's 35 years old.
Look at Troy's face.
Okay? That's a fact. Dennis Smith is not a 40-point-a-game guy on his – he's not going to score 40. For as great as he was in summer
league.
He might,
but we don't know.
We don't know. You know, he could score 40 once. Devin Harris did, too. Wow, great. Is that what you want? No, I want – you know, Kyrie Irving is a potential for having a career year and being an MVP at some point.
All right, here's a fact. Never use the Hall of Fame as an argument when talking basketball.
Because
that Hall
go.
Of Fame is a joke. So never use that as an argument. And also, I'm going to make a nice little poker reference here, considering a guy just won $8.1 million at the WSOP over the weekend in Vegas. Kyrie Irving is a pair. You got pocket kings with him. You're holding pocket kings. With Dennis Smith Jr., you have Big Slick. You have an ace king. You're either going to have something equal or possibly better.
You're saying Dennis Smith Jr. is going to be equal to Kyrie Irving?
Possibly.
Okay.
That's why you don't fold your pair. Mm. At least wait until the flop comes out. Wait until you see the flop before you fold your pair.
But you... No, wait. Who's ever saying that he's going to be equal or better? The chance in better is not there.
Right, so
zero chance.
You're a poker guy, so what is Dennis Smith Jr.? Is he Big Slick? Is
you know
he
what he is?
King?
It's a pair of jacks.
Really?
Yeah, he's a pair of jacks. It's a good hand. Not a great hand. It's a good hand.
So you don't hold those pair of jacks for the flop and hope to hit trips?
If someone raises to the point where I'm like, you know what?
Oh,
he's got some cowboys, man. I ain't going there.
Still better than wrestling talk.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.